By tradition, Isaiah's fate was to be sawn in half. They were tempted. Even Christ was tempted, you know, to abandon the truth, to, you know, lay aside the righteousness of God and to take the easy path, take the path of wealth and of worldly renown and of worldly gain and pleasure. They went about and, you know, they didn't wear fine clothes like John the Baptist, the last prophet, you know, last prophet of the old age. Went around in his camel, I think it was a rough garment of camel hair. He didn't have any money for anything better. But the world was not worthy of all those who suffered. They wandered in caves and dens. And they obtained a good report through faith, God testifying of his pleasure in them. But they died, just like everyone else. They died. They all died. And they didn't receive the promise of resurrection. God did not receive them into his kingdom, into his heaven. It is still waiting. God having provided some better thing for us, that without us they should not be made perfect. And that's why it goes back to, you know, Acts chapter 2. David is not ascended to the heaven. His grave is with us. That's what Peter said. And the Apostle John saying that only Christ has risen. Only one man has entered into heaven. The rest are waiting. And if we see examples, there is another explanation. They're not coming down from heaven. They're coming up from the ground. They're coming from the past into the future. Transported, translated through time, through space. But they die and are buried. Or they die and are ripped apart. But God, the blood of them, it still calls. He knows where they are and from whence he shall raise them. If he made Adam from mud, it doesn't take much to raise a dead man for God. So this is even where our faith is. And that is the focus of this. You know what's the focus? It's faith for those things, but the real faith we need is faith for the resurrection from the dead. And as we go that way, we want to obtain all the promises of God for righteousness, as they also obtained. We want to obtain a good report, because when we die, that's all we will have, is that good report of our faith. We will not have, they won't say, "Well, Paul rose from the dead," because it's not yet seen. And when it's seen, that'll be the fulfillment of the promise. But for the others who do not believe, it will condemn them, and they will be condemned.